The COVID-19 vaccine began its rollout in Cairns about 2 weeks ago. Frontline health workers, particularly at Cairns Hospital, were among the first in Queensland, in fact, to get the jab. But we haven't heard much about that vaccine rollout, at least from my point of view. We haven't heard too much about where is it all at? What are the timelines? When can us as the general public go and get our jab? So I thought, rather than a politician or a bureaucrat or a spokesperson talking about it, there's no one better than someone who's actually on the front line who will be delivering these type of jabs. So we've managed to grab him away. He's actually on shift down there at P Street, Whole Life Pharmacy and Health Food. So we managed to grab him off shift for a couple of minutes to chat about this. I've got pharmacist Brett Christoffels on the line. Brett, welcome to the King Review.
Thanks, Karen. Cheers.
Now, mate, can you fill listeners in? Have you got any of the COVID-19 vaccines in stock? Have you started any of the rollouts of the jab? Where is it all at from that frontline perspective?
Okay, so the vaccines that are being available through pharmacy aren't available as yet. So they should be coming through fairly soon. We're thinking in the next two to four weeks, more than likely. Most pharmacies who have enrolled to be in the program will get delivery fairly shortly, and once that's up and going, then we can administer to the public. Now, the actual final details haven't been ironed out on how it's done, but it's not too far away.
What can people expect? I mean, you pharmacists have been doing the flu vaccination now for a while. What can people expect? Can I just rock up to a pharmacy when that's available in a few weeks' time? Should I make an appointment? Any advice for listeners?
Yeah, I mean, we anticipate there to be a bit of a rush initially, so it's probably a good idea to make a phone call to the pharmacy you want to go to and see if it's available and if a booking is needed. Going forward through the process after the rush has died down, it'll be just a walk-up situation, I imagine, much like the flu vaccines are done and the other vaccines. So, initially, when it's busy, definitely make a booking. After that, it should be okay. As long as the pharmacy's got the resources to be able to cater for the numbers, it shouldn't be an issue.
And from your perspective as a pharmacist, what would you say to people? There's obviously the pockets of concern, should we say, around about the vaccine was developed in absolute world record historical time. There are some bits and pieces of concern about the vaccine. What would you say to anyone who might be concerned or have questions about the COVID-19 vaccine?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that always is a concern. I mean, but Australia's in a very fortunate position, I guess, that we've been able to sit back and watch the international experience and be able to take valuable information and data from them. And historically, the Australian government has been very, very cautious on listing new medications in this country until it got enough data. So whilst it is rushed, I am confident that the Australian government have done the right thing and proved its safety and efficacy. And it really is the catalyst to getting us back to where we want to be, getting our normal lifestyle back, how we liked it. The vaccine is the ticket to that happening and to realise that.
Brett, what is it? It's a quick process, I would imagine. What is it, a 5-10 minute out of your day?
Yeah, all told, probably 20 minutes. We have to do a pre checklist, make sure the vaccine is right for the individual, then administer the jab, and then we have to look after the patient for another 15 minutes after that to make sure there's no adverse reactions or any issues we need to deal with.
From
probably 20 minutes to half an hour.
Okay, very good. Small price, small time to pay for that, certainly going forward. Have you had much, are you sort of aware or are you across, how has the rollout gone in other parts of the world? I think, I remember hearing about Israel, for example, were absolutely going gangbusters on the rollout of the vaccine. There are good reports coming in, as you said, from some of those countries who've been doing this since late last year.
Absolutely. I mean, it's been a little bit quiet, so you assume it's all good if that's the case, because, you know,
right.
as soon as something goes bad, it's all over the place. So, yeah, all reports, particularly UK and Israel, as you said, have been very positive. And the more data we get, The longer it takes, the safer we can make sure it is. And yeah, so it's, we're in a pretty good position in that regard.
Well, I think there's been a little bit of, I won't ask you to comment on this, Brett, you're far more diplomatic than what I am, but there has been a little bit of criticism for a state like Queensland, which seems to be lagging. When you compare, as you, you know, as you touched on, Israel and the UK were incredible rollout of the vaccine. So perhaps there's some federal and state mechanisms that need to be need to be looked at there. But anyway, it's happening, as you said, two to four weeks thereabouts. General public can expect these different phases to start coming out, which is sensational news. We should give a shout out, of course, to Vinny and Frank Papalardo, who allowed lined up this interview, dragged you away from dragged you away from your patients and your customers there down at P Street Whole Life Pharmacy. Brett, thanks so much for being on the King Review.
My pleasure, Kevin. Cheers.